My name is Francine. I am a fourth-year student working on a partnered research project with AWARE, otherwise known as Alberta Addicts Who Educate and Advocate Responsibly, and Habitus Collective. This peer-led, community-based research project looks at the relationship between cannabis use and the mental health of in-risk populations, such as people who use substances, are homeless or facing homelessness, and those who face considerable challenges meeting their basic needs. It is one of the 14 research projects funded by the Mental Health Commission of Canada, which aims to understand the positive and negative impacts of cannabis use on mental health. Describe the role and some of the tasks. As a research assistant, my role includes supporting the peer researchers and providing support throughout all areas of the project. I was involved in creating and facilitating a two-day peer research and community-based research training that introduced some skills and information pertaining to community-based peer research for our peer research team. I was responsible for conducting the literature review on cannabis, the impacts of cannabis on the mental health of in-risk populations, and how in-risk populations experience navigating the healthcare system. I also prepared and submitted the ethics application to the University of Calgary's Research Ethics Board. Other roles and tasks include co-developing the research tools, including the survey, in-depth interview scripts, and focus group scripts, co-creating and co-facilitating a community presentation on our research project, along with the peer researchers, and preparing briefing documents. How does the work you are doing with Habitus link with the TEFL project? The work I am doing with Habitus links with the TEFL project because it is a research project that is providing me with a lot of skills and experience working in a research position, as well as working with marginalized and vulnerable populations. As a student, I am gaining research experience related to the field of social work through mentorship, participating directly in the research process, and working directly with peers who have lived experience of homelessness, mental health, and substance use. What did you enjoy about this role, and what skills have you learned so far? I really enjoyed being able to work closely with my supervisor, who has provided me with a lot of mentorship by sharing her knowledge and working in qualitative research. We have weekly one-to-one meetings where we go over the project goals, as well as my learning goals pertaining to the project. My supervisor has dedicated a lot of time to my learning success by giving me new opportunities to learn various things, as well as giving me time to discuss about any questions or concerns I have. I've learned new skills through this role, such as writing better literature review, designing research questions, preparing an ethics application, facilitating meetings and presentations, and writing briefing documents and reports. In addition, I have gained better knowledge on working with peer researchers and the value of lived experience that peers bring to a research project such as this one. Related to the agencies and your specific project, what roles can students undertake? AWARE is a nonprofit organization that aims to improve the quality of life for those who use drugs. They do this by advocating for improved health, educating others, getting involved in the community, and creating a stronger voice among their peers. They also build capacity to allow members to develop self-confidence and life skills. A core component of AWARE is peer outreach and harm reduction. A student studying in social work can undertake research roles and responsibilities by uncovering data that may be hidden in the homeless population, as well as working with peers to better understand how peer outreach can have a positive impact on those dealing with mental health challenges and substance use challenges. By working closely with this population and understanding their needs, there is the opportunity to advocate and educate through research and knowledge mobilization. What did supervision look like in your role? What did you like about the supervision format? What challenges did you have to overcome? As mentioned previously, my supervisor and I met once a week to discuss project goals, learning outcomes, and any challenges that came up. There were times when either one of us were busy and had to postpone our one-to-one meetings, that did not affect the supervision because we had consistent communication through email and messaging platforms. What I liked most about the supervision format was being able to work on my own time, but having a dedicated hour once a week to get together with my supervisor and talk about the project. Knowing that we are both busy individuals, I appreciated the quick weekly check-ins, which did not take up too much of our time, but had enough time to talk about important matters. My supervisor was also always available by email to answer any questions that I may have had. I also appreciated that we shared ideas and knowledge between each other when we had the chance, as I felt this was very inspiring to work with someone who enjoyed sharing important knowledge related to qualitative research. That being said, there were times when we went 2 weeks without our weekly check-ins, which resulted in a lot for us to catch up on the next time we met. But we were always successful at being concise, efficient, and focused on matters related to our project and my learning. How did the work with Habitus connect to experiences and knowledge gained from your practicum experience? My practicum experience involved working closely with youth who were struggling with homelessness, mental health, and addictions. My background includes counseling and harm reduction, so I was able to work with this population of youth and listen to their stories through an empathetic and non-judgmental way and understand the importance of harm reduction as a strategy for creating healthy and sustainable communities. Similarly, listening to the stories of peers in the research project allowed me to better understand their life experiences and how those lived experiences can have a positive impact in communities that also struggle with mental health, homelessness, and addictions. I found it very inspiring to work with a dedicated group of people who strive to improve the lives of our most vulnerable population in society. The listening skills I gained in my practicum were easily transferred over to this research project because I was able to have a deeper and more meaningful understanding into the lives of in-risk populations. And lastly, how were you able to provide an AOAR/equity perspective in the macro setting? This project integrated health equity principles that consider and address unfair and avoidable differences in social determinants of health, health outcomes, and the impact of interventions for different or specific population groups. Additionally, this project ensured that diverse community members, including people with lived experience, are authentically and meaningfully engaged in the project at the conception, design, governance, and implementation stages. Target populations are meaningfully engaged and resourced to participate in initiatives aimed at improving social determinants of health. That concludes my podcast episode for the TEFL project that I am doing. Again, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Thank you.